It's Friday, the 5th of April, 2024. Welcome to the Fast 5 Business News by Fear and Greed, where we give you the top 5 business stories you need to know in just 5 minutes. I'm Michael Thompson, and good morning, Sean Aylmer.
Good morning, Michael.
Sean, 5 stories, 5 minutes, let's get going. Story number one, small businesses owe the vast majority of more than $50 billion in unpaid taxes, and the ATO is about to crack down on the sector following what was really a more relaxed approach, wasn't it, during and after COVID?
New Tax Office Commissioner Rob Heffernan said that in December last year, the ATO returned to normal debt collection practices, and so the lax attitude towards owing tax is over. 75% of all collectible debt, that includes taxes and super, relates to small business, and about three quarters of it relates to activity statements. So a significant portion of the amount going unpaid is actually GST collected from consumers but not passed on. Speaking at the COSBOA Annual Summit, Mr. Heffernan said there's an increasing number of businesses falling behind, and he pointed out that unpaid tax liabilities constituted an unfair competitive advantage for businesses not complying with ATO obligations over those who are doing the right thing.
And also, Sean, at the same time, the small business sector isn't getting a huge amount of help from the banks.
No, another speaker at the summit was Reserve Bank Assistant Governor Brad Jones, and he lamented that despite SMEs being the engines of innovation and dynamism in the Australian economy, they spend a record 25% more on research and development than large companies, banks are generally unwilling to take the risk and lend to entrepreneurs. He said small businesses' appetite for R&D has boomed, whereas large businesses has somewhat withered. In the most innovative industries, professional scientific and technical services, SMEs swamp large businesses in terms of R&D, and that's the thing that's important in lifting productivity.
And just quickly as well, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese was also at the summit, and he said the federal government is set to provide relief from energy prices in next month's budget, helping families and small businesses.
Yes, he said families and small businesses will be front and centre of the government's thinking, and it'll be interesting to see how he goes on that one.
Story number two, Sean, the outlook for the construction sector goes really from bad to worse, with total building approvals in February falling nearly 2%, which is much further than expected.
And that came after a 2.5% fall in January. So combined, the outlook ain't so good. That, of course, means fewer new homes. If you extrapolate from yesterday's figures, about 145,000 to 150,000 new homes will be approved this year. The surge in population last year was 500,000, or the surge in immigration was 500,000. It'll be 350,000 to 400,000 this year. That is a big gap. It's likely to keep a floor on house prices, mind you. Yesterday, Bureau of Statistics figures show that approvals excluding freestanding houses was down 25%, driven by a fall in the number of approved large apartment projects. These numbers are lumpy, but the trend undoubtedly is down for the sector.
Story number three, Sean, Australians bought a near record number of full battery electric cars last month, but importantly, the EV sector actually shrank as a proportion of kind of total cars sold.
New figures from the Federal Chamber of Automotive Industries released yesterday show that 10,464 full battery EVs were sold in March. Now that's 9.5% of total new vehicles delivered. The month before, it was 9.6%. So as a share of the market, it's actually gone backwards. EV sales were up, though, 7% on a year earlier. In terms of the big sellers, Ford Ranger Ute was again the number one selling vehicle, followed by the Toyota RAV4 SUV, which of course is mostly a hybrid. The Tesla Model Y came in at number three.
Story number four, Spotify plans to raise the price of its audio service in several key markets, including Australia, for the second time in a year.
The streaming giant will increase prices by about $1.50 a month in 5 markets. Australia is one of those, so too is the UK, Pakistan, according to a report in Bloomberg. It will raise prices in the US, which is its largest territory, later in the year. The higher prices will help cover the cost of audiobooks, which is a popular new service introduced late last year. Now, Spotify isn't the only streaming service to up its prices. Disney Plus has upped its subscription prices. I'm paying $4 a month more, I noticed. I also get a bit annoyed, Michael, about services, Apple being one, where you pay a monthly fee and then you have to rent or buy more movies. Oh, I'm on a personal gripe here. I better let it go.
If we need a little alarm that just sounds saying gripe incoming, because I could tell you were building up to something. You got this little kind of flare in your nostrils.
Mm. Yeah, exactly.
That's a dead giveaway. Story number five, last one. How about this one? Steve Cohen is a US billionaire who has made a major investment in golf because he reckons, this is why it's so good, he reckons that the 4-day work week is coming and Fridays is just going to become part of the weekend.
Yes, Cohen's a professional investor, a hedge fund manager. He owns the New York Mets baseball team, big hitter, pardon the pun. He told CNBC that multiple forces, including the advent of artificial intelligence and hybrid working, means that people are becoming less productive on Fridays. He agrees it might cause a few ripples in his industry, financial services, but the four-day work week is coming. So he's agreed to be part of a consortium that put $3 billion into the PGA Tour, which is the world's leading golf tour. Cohen is notoriously media shy. The interview was a bit of a coup. Nothing he said was owning the New York Mets, not the most successful baseball team around the place. He called it a civic duty. Not sure fans would like that idea.
No, I can't imagine they would. There we go. The top five business stories in 5 minutes. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Michael.
It's Friday, the 5th of April, 2024. Remember to hit follow on the podcast. And if 5 minutes isn't enough, you can find our longer daily show called Fear and Greed, wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Michael Thompson, and that was the Fast Five Business News by Fear and Greed. Have a great day.